Marriott, it was voted to be the number two company on Fortune's best companies to work for list.
Yeah, in fact, number two list among the largest companies. You know, the bigger you are, you know, the more far-flung, you know,
yes,
the harder it is to create that family feel. But we seem to have broken the code on it.
I think you have. I just saw that Facebook is slipping because of all the privacy issues that they had, and they have fallen out of. They were number one for the longest time.
I think an important thing to keep in mind is, you know, your employees are also consumers. They're part of the public. And if your company is having difficulties out there, it affects their relationship with you. You know, in contrast, you know, Marriott's more likely to be in the news, for instance, for all the work we're doing on combating human trafficking, right? And so,
yeah,
you know, it evokes a sense of pride, a different sort of feel for the company.
You have been writing and speaking a lot about, are you motivated or inspired? Let's start by having you explain the difference between being motivated or inspired.
I think it's one of the most important topics today. You know, motivation is basically from outside the person. It's an organization, it's another entity looking to have a person perform a task, and there's an economic exchange. The moment that incentive is no longer available, you know, most people would stop doing the task. Inspiration is different. Inspiration is tapping into the universal needs that people have to, for instance, to personally grow, and therefore it's longer lasting. You would continue doing that. If you, for instance, love animals, whether you were being paid or not, if you found a stray dog outside that was injured, you would help that dog.
That's a very good point, because you would be into your job no matter where you were doing that job also, because of your devotion to the animals, right?
That's exactly right. Okay. It becomes part of your lifestyle, in essence. And, you know, from an employer's perspective, it is the employee choosing to have the employer in their lives, because, you know, they're deriving something more than just pay.
You know, I think of broadcasting as being a great example of that. A lot of times my colleagues and I will talk about how it doesn't really matter. Well, of course, it matters where you are doing your thing. but there's something magical about being on the air and about broadcasting. And that's what has attracted people to the business, and I hope it keeps on attracting good people. So based on what you have been saying about inspiration, seems to me it would be good to be both inspired, and you want to also in turn inspire others. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's decades of research about, in essence, what turns people on. What do they want in life, and in turn, what do they want from their employer? And you could break it down to three categories. People want an opportunity to, you know, live their best life, certainly be able to feed their families and themselves, give them good shelter, but to grow, right, and be able to one day secure a good retirement and to grow professionally and personally. Secondly, people want to be surrounded by strong relationships that they can trust and that they can contribute to. So this notion of community, every human, it's a universal need. Every human being wants that. And lastly, you know, those are the things being fulfilled. Most of us would want to feel that the footsteps we're taking in life, the footsteps we're leaving behind, actually were meaningful, that we've contributed something, left something behind, a legacy behind.
I would think that an inspired person, an inspired company would be more successful. Are there any stats to back that up?
Yeah, there's more and more research that's basically saying to companies, you better take this seriously. For instance, Gallup found that the companies that are best at engaging and inspiring their employees, they tend to generate over 20% higher profitability. So, you know, this is it's serious business. The Great Place to Work Institute, you know, they look at it a little bit differently. They talk about people being happy at work. They found that companies that generate the highest levels of employee happiness, they grow their revenues three times faster than companies where that's not true. So this is not just nice to have stuff. If you're going to be successful as a company these days, you really need to generate a culture where people feel inspired.
That makes so much sense. But so, yeah, so many companies, the people who are the worker bees, they seem to be so disconnected from the people at the top. CEOs making zillions of dollars and they're cutting $7 an hour employees. Why do you think there is that disconnect where companies can't figure out that if it's an inspiring place to work and if they care about their employees, that they're going to reap a thousandfold what they've sown?
I will tell you, Pat, that this is, as I'm listening to different constituencies, participating in different, you know, executive groups,
yeah,
this has become the issue of the day. Every board of director is now concerned with this issue of culture. And in fact, I just participated in the development of a training program for a board of directors on this very issue. How do you generate a culture where, you know, people not only feel fulfilled, they really come to care about the business because they feel it's a meaningful part of their lives. So I think you're going to hear this more and more in the public domain because it's on the minds of leaders.
Do you have any stories that you can share with us about from the world of Marriott as to what you guys are doing to get this inspiration culture going?
You know, I would say there's two things. One is, you know, going back to those three things I mentioned, we constantly scrutinize the company, ask ourselves the question, are people finding opportunity, community, and purpose inside the company? And what can we do to, continue to increase their access, right, to these fundamental human needs? And then secondly, and this could be the hardest part of it, you have that sort of trust and empower employees to shape that. You know, at Marriott, 60% of our workforce globally are millennials. And so we've created platforms where they can help shape how the workplace is evolving. The biggest mistake leaders can make is to think, well, you know, we have all this experience and, you know, we'll decide to do this and that. They may even spend a lot of money. They just may end up spending it on the wrong things. Yeah. So it's important to engage the workforce and particularly the emerging workforce in shaping your company culture and the workplace experience.
Do you guys do management by walking around, where a manager will actually get out there? I guess it would stand to reason that you would do this, being a hotel chain. Do managers get out there with their employees so that they're seen and they're not in their little offices working away?
Yeah, and it's role modeled from the top. So Bill Marriott, who's now the executive chairman of the company, still visits hundreds of hotels, you know, across the world. So he sort of sets the pattern
very hands-on. Yeah, very hands-on.
This is about human connection, and so we have to live that in order to offer that to the public. And, yeah, it's expected that every leader is doing that. But, you know, Pat, I don't want them doing it because they think somebody's checking it off a list.
Yeah.
I want them to be personally inspired and to do it because they want to do it. And by and large, that's what we have here, people, leaders who are also part of the community and are inspired to give back.
Any words of wisdom, David, for how you can get started on this today at your business or your company?
You know, I would say it's not about let's get together and identify a big pot of money. I mean, sure, you'll want to make the right investments in the right place, but your heart's got to be in it. And the first place to start is, in fact, by engaging your employees from top to bottom, empower them to help determine, you know, what changes do we need around here? You know, what should we look like 3 to 5 years down the road? How can we improve things? It's hard from the perspective that you have to have the trust to do that. In some ways, it's the easiest. Basically, what you're doing is engaging your employees to, you know, do what they can do best.
You paint a very attractive picture of what things are like at Marriott. Are you hiring?
We are absolutely hiring. We continue to grow. In the tri-state area, hundreds of jobs are available today, are open today. So everything from front desk clerks to, you may not know this, but we are one of the largest operators of restaurants in the world, over 10,000 restaurants. Oh. So every possible area, we are hiring. And again, just in the tri-state area alone, just hundreds of jobs.
Now, how can we find out more?
Very easy. Go to careers.marriott.com or just go Google Marriott Careers. It'll take you to our website. We even have a bot there, a chat bot that will, you can basically say to the chat bot, I would love to be a bartender in the trendiest restaurant in this city, and it will point you to where those jobs are. So we try to make it as easy as possible, and there are opportunities open today.